where West End punks and Wolseley hippies can finally get along. This is CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old-fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you some.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from room 139 at the Sandman Hotel in Red Deer, Alberta. On the program today, we have got beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Ray Price, Connie Smith, Porter Wagner, Kitty Wells, Charlie Louvin, Gene Shepherd, and more. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
Won't hurt so much if
I can just pretend. So walk out backwards and I'll think you're walking in.
So walk out backwards and I'll think you're walking in. Bill Anderson with a single from 1960, Walk Out Backwards, to get us started today. How you doing this week, folks? Thank you for tuning in. It is me, your host, and your new best friend, Sean Burns, with episode 78 of the Boots and Saddle Show. That one sounds so good in these headphones. Sounds real good. And a song like that is a lot harder to execute than you might think. Grooves a little harder, a lot harder than you might quite be able to grasp. I'm recording late on a Friday night. It's technically Saturday morning, nearing 1 a.m. What kind of madness is this? I haven't done this in years. But I'm out here on the road, as I mentioned, at the Sandman Hotel in Red Deer, Alberta. It's fine. It's nothing special. It's fine. On the road here, wrapping things up with Little Miss Higgins. It's been a nice run. Of course, the nicest hotel was on the first night of the tour in Regina, Saskatchewan. And since then, it's been, you know, hey, it could be much worse. But yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Shows have been going well. It's been fun. It's been fun to play with Eric and Jolene. It's been a long time. Okay, so as I'm sure I will allude to in the promo ahead of the broadcast for this show, and something that I mentioned a couple of weeks back about Bill Anderson, said I had an idea that Bill Anderson would feature prominently in. Well, today is a theme show, and it's not a tribute, and it's not a traditional theme show. Today is what I'm going to call the Boots and Saddle Songwriter Series. Today, Volume 1, The Songs of Bill Anderson. Now, there's a number of fantastic songwriters in country music history. And I've got a list here I've compiled of folks who have written tunes. Now, some of them had careers as artists as well. And someone like, you know, Bill Anderson, he made records. But safe to say, his songs and his name, you know, more further and well-traveled when recorded by other singers. Perhaps I'm off base, but I don't think that I am. So there's these great songwriters, you know? You got folks like Dallas Frazier, Harlan Howard, Leon Payne, Cyndi Walker, someone like Loretta Lynn, you know, who's a great artist in her own right, Merle Haggard, say. And we're going to celebrate these folks kind of whenever I'm feeling like it. And I wanted to get to Bill Anderson. There is a great number of songs and some of my favorite country music singers who have recorded them over the years. Now, I'm not going to read a tribute to the fella or give you the backstory. We're just here for the songs. I will tell you, if you cruise on over to our Substack, bootsandsaddle.substack.com, our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, I will be sure to have a big spiel there about Bill Anderson. You know, his backstory and, you know, where he's from and what he's done. He's still out there. People have been recording his songs for over 60 years. Okay? So if you want the full scoop, you'll be able to find it on the newsletter. Today, we're just going to listen to the music. We're going to go all the way back to 1958. And I think Bill Anderson first released this song as well in 58. But the great Ray Price, arguably one of the most beautiful singers to ever live in and outside, beyond the confines of just country music. Certainly one of my favorites. An old familiar tune. Most respectable country music bands in the United States should be able to do this one for you. It's Ray Price with City Lights right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
In the glow of morning, one with a buddy at noon, one for the road every evening, till I found out pretty soon it took two to wake me up every morning, two with my buddy at noon, two for the road every evening, till guess what happened pretty soon. Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home. I cheated and I lied, swallowed my pride, washed it down with cocktails. Had a house on a hillside. The car I was driving was new. I had money in my pocket, but look what liquor made me do. I started running around with a woman, turned my back on my wife and my kid. Wonder how mama's gonna tell them the awful thing that daddy did. Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home. I cheated and I lied, swallowed my pride, washed it down with cocktails.
Once a day, till dawn.
Dust till dawn.
The only time. Somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pain away. Until now I'm down to hurting once a day. Once a day. So glad that I'm not like a friend I knew one time. He lost the one he loved and slowly lost his mind. He sat around and cried his life away. Lucky me, I'm only crying once a day. A day.
Perhaps most associated with Connie Smith. That's Once a Day. And just a fantastic performance of it by David Houston from his 1965 record, Sings 12 Great Country Hits, produced by Billy Sherrill, of course, for Epic Records. And what a performance. Can I just reiterate that? Do you agree? You do. I know you do. You must. Whether you like the song or not. And pretty sure that we've heard Connie Smith's version of that on the program since we relaunched. But if not, you will at some point, and we're going to play some Connie Smith for you, but that version, I just love it. I love it. And you know, it's not without its sharp cheddar. It's a bit on the cheesy side, but He just sings the hell out of it. Before that, Charlie Louvin with I Don't Love You Anymore from a 1964 record called Less and Less and I Don't Love You Anymore. I do believe we kicked off an episode rather recently with Connie Smith also singing I Don't Love You Anymore. Her version, nice. I might like her version a little bit better. But I did want to get to this one from Charlie Louvin. I really like that record. Before that was Robbie Foulkes, who I haven't, you know, shined the light on Robbie Foulkes to the degree that I used to. But of those of you who have been following along over the years know how highly I hold Robbie Foulkes, like just does it all, you know, singing and playing and writing and performing. We went to his 2001 record, 13 Hillbilly Giants, to hear Robbie Foulkes sing Cocktails. I love that song. Cocktails tore up my family. And listening in the headphones, it's been a long time. Really nice upright bass playing. And out here in this Little Miss Higgins trio without the drummer, really had to adapt my own upright playing. So it's nice to hear someone else do it and try to, you know, get some moves, you know, borrow some moves. That record came out, I remember, I was 2001, so I was 17, not yet 18, living at my parents' house, and someone had given me a PlayStation, and I had one game. I just had Tony Hawk 2, and I would play that game with the headphones on and listen to records, listen to CDs. And I listened to a lot of Steve Earle at that time and a lot of Robbie Foulkes. And when that record came out, come on. Covers, all covers on there. And one of the first covers records that I ever purchased and one of my favorites to this day. Also, one of my favorites, of course, is Ray Price. And he kicked off that four-pack of songs with City Lights, released as a single by Ray Price in 1958. Folks, you are tuned in to the Boots and Saddle Show. It is me, your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, here in this probably a three-star hotel. Who are we kidding? Here in Red Deer, Alberta, as this Little Miss Higgins tour wraps up. One more show. Then we drive home, make the long drive home from Calgary to Winnipeg. It'll be nice to get back. I miss my gals at home. I do. It's the Boots and Saddle Show Songwriter Series, Volume 1. Today, it's the songs of Bill Anderson. Now, somebody who recorded a great number of Bill Anderson songs, we mentioned her a minute ago, is Connie Smith. Like, tons of Bill Anderson songs. And, for reasons that I'm not going to get into right now. But like I said, we'll dig in deeper to the ins and outs of Bill Anderson on Saddle Up, the bootsandsaddle.substack.com newsletter when we shine a light here on this episode. So Connie Smith, you know, Bill Anderson figures prominently in her career, especially in her early years of recording career. So I'm going to play you four songs that Bill wrote, that Connie recorded. A couple of these songs have been recorded by many others, but today we're going to Connie. We're going to start things off in 1965, the record called Cute and Country. It's Connie Smith with Two Empty Arms, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Made me too. trust you like I did. Stars got in my eyes, or either rocks got in my head. All I knew was your two lips kissed me heavenly. Till yesterday, those tender lips kissed goodbye to me.
And Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing. Our friends at Nectar are celebrating 13 years of expert tattooing. Go see for yourself in the heart of sunny downtown Lethbridge, Alberta at 329 5th Street South. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
The nights were dark and long. I spent a million all alone. But I never once stopped loving you. My world was cold and still. My dreams lay unfulfilled. But my patience was
safe to say that since we relaunched 78 weeks ago, I've not played a full set, a four-pack, or any full set of any description of just one artist. But we're making all kinds of exceptions and all kinds of paving all kinds of new roads on episode 78 this week. There's four songs from Connie Smith, 1965 self-titled record, Then and Only Then. Very well-known one for Connie Smith, and a song that's been recorded by a number of others, but, you know, I associate that one with Connie. Before that, a co-write, Bill Anderson and Jan Howard. It was I Never Once Stopped Loving You, from a 1970 record by Connie Smith called I Never Once Stopped Loving You, the title track. Before that, we heard Nobody But a Fool Would Love You, from a 1966 album called Miss Smith Goes to Nashville. I like that one. That was one of the first Connie Smith records that I listened to a lot and really liked a lot of the songs on. Kicking it off was 1965 record Cute and Country. It's Connie Smith with Two Empty Arms. Folks, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. The program today, the Boots and Saddle Show Songwriter Series, Volume 1, The Songs of Bill Anderson. Pretty amazing when you step back and think about this for a moment, that one individual was responsible for all of these songs, for writing all of these songs. Now, there's 14 songs on the playlist here today, and two of them are co-writes, the rest written by Bill Anderson on his own. It's very impressive. They're beautiful country music songs, most of them sung by absolutely beautiful country music singers, and just a testament to one of the greatest songwriters in all of country music. Now, before you ask me or ask yourself, hey, when's, you know, volume two of the Songwriter Series going to happen, and which artist or which songwriter are you going to feature? I don't know, okay? I don't know. Don't ask me. I'll tell you, it's going to come at you when you least expect it. I have been absolutely inundated, just peppered harder than ever with new and recently released music and radio people and, you know, folks working for artists, PR people, sending along albums, sending along artist recommendations. And, you know, like I listen to all of them and I know pretty quick, you know, right away, whether it's, you know, performance or sonically production wise, whether it's going to work for the show, not to mention whether or not it's, you know, in the style of the country music that I like. And I've had to fend a bunch off lately, and then I've made some concessions here and there. And I had a list. I had a list of songs I was going to play here today. And to be quite honest with you, folks, I'm just exhausted with going through all of it and planning all that. And we've been featuring so much new stuff lately, which I do think is important. And it is an important piece of the Boots and Saddle Show. But, you know, if you know me, if you've been really paying attention, and I know that a lot of you do, that when there's some shows heavy on the new stuff, I got this like inner rebellion that just says, no, we're just going all classic, all traditional. And that's basically what we're staring down the barrel of here on episode 78. So I hope you dig it. I certainly do. Loving this. It's late and I'm awake. You know, on this tour here, I've been messing with caffeine. I haven't drank coffee in almost 2 years. Been full sober and had this sort of weird relationship with the notion of sobriety and whether or not caffeine counted, and then I cut it all out completely. But sometimes I'll mess with a little cup of tea here and there. Maybe a Diet Coke in the van or something. And I'm going to attribute my being awake and being present and doing this work here for you to that. And gonna have to figure that out. Can't go on. I can't go on like that, you know, because I just don't really have the off switch. Okay, I got a four pack here. Another four pack. We're going mediumly deep. We're gonna kick it off with one of the greatest to ever do it. Miss Kitty Wells. She released this one as a single in 1961. It's Kitty Wells with Fickle Fun, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
In the midst of all the laughter, stop and face yourself.
Stranger, on the night that we met, and then it was sweetheart, and it might have been yet, but my arms grew careless, like I feared that they would. Now my arms are empty, my lips are so cold, and my name is Mud. True love worship, the ground where I stand, till she learned the hard way, it was just shifting sand. Oh, she cried enough teardrops, to start her a flood. Teardrops wrote my name in the sand, and now my name is Mud.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
There's a whole lot of people looking down their noses at me, 'cause I didn't come from a wealthy family. There was 10 of us living in a two-room shack on the banks of the river by the railroad track. We kept chickens in a pen in the back, and everybody said we was poor folks. My daddy was a farmer, but all he ever raised was us. Dug a 40-foot well, struck 36 gallons of dust. The Salvation Army gave us clothes to wear. A man from the county came to cut our hair. We lived next door to a millionaire, but we wasn't nothing but poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks' world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever come to our front door, he'd have had to brought a picnic lunch. My granddaddy's pension was $1.33. That was $10 less than the landlord wanted for rent. The landlord's letters got nasty indeed. He wrote, "Get out," but Paul couldn't read. And we was too broke to even pay heed. But that's how it is when you're poor folks. We was poor folks living in a rich folks' world. We sure was a hungry bunch. If the wolf had ever come to our front door, he'd have had to brought a picnic lunch. But we had something in our house money can't buy. Kept us warm in the winter, cool when the sun was high. For whenever we didn't have food enough, and the howling winds would get pretty rough, we patched the cracks and set the table with love. 'Cause that's what you do when you're poor folks. And we wasn't nothing but poor folks. My mom and my dad was poor folks. My brother and my sister was poor folks. My dog and my cat was
I love those bright eyes.
Down where girls like me can go and they don't.
Well, four pack there. I just love that song. Bright lights and country music. We've heard Bill Anderson himself sing it on the program. And I would say that my favorite version of that song is probably from Rhonda Vincent. And we've also played that version on the show. And if I'm being completely transparent with you, when I originally put the playlist together for today's episode, I had the Ricky Nelson version of that song in that slot. And then after listening to some of those other songs, those so, you know, well done traditional country music songs, I found the Ricky Nelson version to be nearly unlistenable. Just this hippie country music version of it. And thankfully, I found this one by Jean Shepherd. I didn't know that she recorded that song, and I didn't know that she made this record in 1975 called Poor Sweet Baby and 10 More Bill Anderson Songs. And I am richer for that knowledge now. Before Jean Shepherd, we heard from the man himself, Bill Anderson, with Po' Folks from a 1962 record called Bill Anderson Sings Country Heart Songs. I like that album title. And I thought maybe I could, you know, use something like that for the Lost Country record. You know, Sean Burns and Lost Country sing country songs. I don't know. I'm fishing. My man Porter Wagner, the thin man from West Plains, Missouri, before that with My Name is Mud, also released in 1962 on his record A Slice of Life, Songs Happy and Sad. Kicking off that four-pack, I'll say, friends, my favorite track of the episode. Just love that. Feels so good. A single from 1961. We heard Kitty Wells with Fickle Fun. Got time for one more here for you this week, friends, before we say goodbye. We're going to go to Wanda Jackson and her 1963 record, Love Me Forever, to hear a co-write, Buddy Killen and Bill Anderson, a nice song called I May Never Get to Heaven. Today's episode has been the Boots and Saddle Show Songwriter Series, Volume 1, The Songs of Bill Anderson. The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those are updated every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central. We're on the Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. As I've mentioned a couple times today, our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You can send your questions, comments, concerns, complaints, requests, music submissions, and just about anything else to bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. I'll thank everybody who pledged, pre-ordered the crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo for Sean Burns and Lost Country. Really grateful for y'all, folks, and I hope that you'll like what we send your way. Thanks for tuning in this week, friends. Hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll chat later.
But I did.
That looks like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit, bringing you live music, community, and connection since 1987.
Roll around in the shadows like a cat in the light, I'm scared of everyone.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a friend's card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start and or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
These days at your local Legion, we're marching to the beat of a different drum. On a mission to support veterans, to have fun, and to welcome everyone to our ranks. You don't have to be a veteran to join the Legion. And as a member, you'll join thousands of others serving our veterans, our communities, and our country. Oh yeah, and our Member Perks program will save you thousands on shopping, dining, products, and services across the country. Join us at legion.ca.